That concept of jukebox draw, you know, sort of brings to mind, at least for me, like somebody like Johnny Cash or some of those old pickers and everything. And that's sort of what we tried to evoke. But of course, me and Tommy get along real well because we love punk rock, and that's sort of where we got our roots together. And so that's going to show up, you know, on every track, a little bit of that intensity, a little bit of that aggressiveness. A couple of the tracks are pretty straightforward, just, you know, have that sort of punk edge to them. But there's a lot of that sort of throwback to a folky Americana sound.
One of the tracks on this new CD is called Movin'. Tell me a little bit about Movin'. You're the writer of that, aren't you?
Yeah, correct. But the lyrics are primarily kind of a recounting of, you know, growing up as a military brat and then, you know, being a veteran myself, and just kind of going all over the country, and you just kind of have to keep letting go of things as you keep on moving. But you know, your momentum fuels you, and you got to keep doing it.
What branch of the military were you in?
I was in the Air Force for 4.5 years.
Man, so you signed up, right?
Yeah, correct.
Well, how long ago was that?
A long time ago. Okay. Right after high school. It's been a little bit.
Well, you're not that old, because I know at the release party you're going to have your birthday, and so is your wife.
Yeah, correct. She'll be turning 28 that night. I'll be turning 31. I hope I'm not going to be in trouble for saying how old she's turning. She's turning 21.
That's right. She's a beautiful woman. And you guys have 3 kids and ready to have your 4th.
Correct, yeah.
So
on
much.
To the 4th.
Well, you know, when I think about Movin', there really is a very serious theme with that. But you like to talk about music. Tell me how you feel about music.
Everybody grew up listening to music. There's nothing for me to tell you that's you know, out of the ordinary about that. I've got a lot of family that plays a lot of music, and grew up around a lot of folks playing a lot of guitars. And the thing that, you know, always struck me about it was we'd sit down and play. We'd go to family reunion, bunch of old pickers sitting out there, and it was about having fun. You know, that's the thing to me. Music is fun. You know, even if I'm taking on a serious subject, even if I'm you know breaking my heart for you, I want it to sound like something that's a good time, because that's what music is. It's that escape, you know.
What was the intention of this CD?
Yeah, we were all going to be big rock stars, you know. We're going to release the album and take over the world.
Yeah, right.
That's
happening
time.
Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. Friday night, we're going to take over at least Southgate House Revival, if not the world.
That's right.
It's just an effort to have. We love writing songs, and it makes it easier for the licensing to have it on an album, and people are still kind of beholden to that. I personally love a physical CD. I love to hold something in my hands and look at the artwork on it. Great artwork on this album, actually, by Alicia Mallory did the cover art, and some of the inside photography was Susan Keller, a great photographer here in town.
Well, Adam of the Atomic Atoms, good luck with the new CD, and we look forward to seeing you at the release party this Friday night.
All right, thank you very much.